Hi, today I will be talking about who would be the new ruler of hell. For many years, there was only one ruler of hell, and his name was Lucifer. But Lucifer was taken out of hell by God, and now there is a new and open position for the new ruler of hell that needs to be filled immediately. After reading the article, Governance of the Kingdom of Darkness, I have a pretty good idea about who the new ruler of hell should be. There are four different candidates to choose from: Amada, Basil, Kalpon, and Deeproff. Amada had the most number of people that was killed, but to me, she's not the best candidate. According to the author, Amada hardly resembled any popular conception of a devil, temptress, or other embodiment of evil. She did end up killing 9/10 of the people on 2 continents, but she did not mean to inflict harm or death upon them. To me, evil is all about intent. Whether you actually want to kill and harm somebody is evil. How I see it, if you accidentally harm somebody, could you really be called evil? That's where you can connect it to Amada, because she didn't have the intent to kill people. And I see where some people could argue, saying she didn't do everything she could to make sure people wouldn't get the plague that she was carrying. But honestly, she just wanted to get to her family as soon as she could, so she went the fastest route, even though the fastest route was the most crowded. She didn't really care, for she just wanted to get there the fastest. So I definitely do not believe that she would be the new ruler of hell. The second candidate on the list was Basil. His job was to kill, for he was an executioner. He was simply just being told what to do and following orders. It does not say anywhere in the article that he even enjoyed killing. He merely only killed while he was on duty and just doing his job. Even after the fact of him retiring, he never killed again. This is why I do not believe that Basil could be the next ruler of hell. Personally, I just don't think he has what it takes. The next ruler of hell should be somebody who likes to kill and will never stop. Kalpon was the third candidate. Now, Kalpon was a little bit more evil than Basil, as you could see. For he was an executioner, but he killed people on his own terms without even being ordered to do so. He might have thought that he was doing good by stopping citizens from doing grimy acts, but he was killing them and loved it. He was part of a squad called the Death Squad, and if they saw somebody breaking the law, they would do anything and everything to get rid of that person. It's not even that Kalpon liked to kill. He liked to watch the blood flow out of people's bodies, which was just utterly disturbing to think about. He would inflict wounds onto a person in a non-vital spot just so he could watch them suffer. Although this is purely evil, it is not that he's killing because he hates the people. He just likes to watch anybody and everybody suffer. The last and final candidate is Deeproff. Now, Deeproff, I would say, is the least evil of all, for he never killed anybody, but he was such a law-abiding citizen, and he was so utterly truthful that he hurt people with his actions, and when something violates the law, he always tried to take care of it. He was evil in the sense of making people feel bad about themselves. For example, there was a woman who had half of her face that was discolored and deformed, and he took pictures of her face and showed them to her. It's obvious that she already knows what her face looks like, but he decided that he needed to remind her of it. He also always, always made sure the law was followed. He once saw a dog walking down the neighborhood street and realized the dog was in violation of ordinance, so he cut off all the dog's toes so it could never walk again. Deeproff definitely takes things to the extreme and makes sure that anybody not following the law will be punished. Seems how they deserve it. He claims to not enjoy hurting others, though. Therefore, Deeprav could not be the next ruler of Hell. Based on these four candidates, I believe that these next ruler of Hell would have to be Kalpon. Kalpon is the most fitting, for if he was in Hell, he would enjoy every single second of watching other people be suffering and be killed. He is the perfect ruler for Hell, for anybody who ruled Hell would have to enjoy putting others through torture and deciding how evil someone truly is. Thank you.